Time for random questions. Let's start with Steve. Steve, do an impression of Shrek.
It's crap.
How hard was it for you not to go?
Pretty difficult.
Your eyes got big. I bet your palms got sweaty. Mom spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti, yeah.
All right, random questions for real. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hobbings, of course you can go first. Thank you for asking.
Okay, great.
Choose between 1 and 10.
9.
Oh, you're going to love this one. You're going to be so excited you got it. I'm not even kidding. Okay. What's the most disgusting thing you've ever popped out of your body?
The most disgusting thing
like
I've ever
favorite
popped
topic.
Out yeah. of my body. I know it's hard to narrow it down. I've popped lots of disgusting things out of my body. Probably, I guess the grossest, I get like every now and then, like I found this one blackhead that was like on the bottom side of my pec, on my chest. And I was like, ooh, I think that's a blackhead. And man, I squeezed, and it came out like, it was like an inch long little snake that came.
What, did you have like a parasite?
It was so gross.
Yeah, was
no, just a blackhead. Just a blackhead. But that stuff, it gets in there. And, you know, those are the ones that when people leave them alone for, you know, in extreme circumstances for 30 years or whatever, end up going on Dr. Pimple Popper and they have those giant like bollocks of, you know, whatever they are. This was not like that at all. It was like pore sized. So it was pretty small. But it was incredibly satisfying to do, but if anybody saw it, they'd barf. Besides me, probably.
I would have thought you'd said your the things, the tonsil stones.
Yeah, those are real gross too.
Yeah.
Those are definitely gross. They smell the worst.
I should be ashamed of them.
Yeah. Oh, I am. I have a deep-seated shame that I carry like the cross.
This text, I had a sack of baby wood ticks growing in my belly button.
Ew.
Yeah!
What? Well, that's disgusting.
Yes.
That's way worse than a blackhead.
Howings, who would you like to have the next question and pick a number for them?
Same distance, same spread of
sure.
numbers. I'm going to say Tommy 2.
Tone.
You get to pick my number.
Yeah.
It better be a good one.
Which person in the room of the opposite sex would you have the ugliest children with and why?
Dude, why do you...
Hot Wings picked the number.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Okay.
What are the ugliest children with?
Yeah. And why?
And why? Mm-hmm. Probably with Kelly. And
is it because you're afraid to say Maitland because you've already
yes!
tried to take her to
that
nun
is exactly
school?
It. That is exactly it.
I mean, that was the most predictable thing ever. He's yeah. like, I got to pick Kelly because Maitland's on the verge of killing me.
All yeah. right, now let's just all be quiet and let yes. Tommy talk.
Tommy, yeah, why yeah, would you why? And Kelly have ugly kids?
We'd drop them.
Yeah, we
so they wouldn't be born ugly. You'd make them ugly.
Yeah, they'd be all missing.
You're such terrible parents.
Nangly all over the place, broken bones, things sticking where they shouldn't be.
Well, yeah. You and Maitland also have, like, the blonde hair, blue-green eyes going for you, so you'd have, like, perfect Aryan children. Whereas, like, there's a chance that ours could be, like, redheaded and weird-looking because my mom's a ginger.
Oh, guess, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It could
well,
be goofy.
Good thing Tommy didn't say
kid.
Anything offensive about yeah. your kids. Yeah. Your potential fake kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys would have a real Rupert Grint.
Tommy, choose the next person and choose a number for them.
Same range?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, this is Steve with 4.
What feature of yours do you wish you could completely change about your appearance?
If you don't start with face.
Yeah, no, I was going, I was micro, I was going more focused.
Yeah, you were just going to say everything?
Yeah, no, yeah. My nose, I've never yeah. liked my nose.
What's wrong with your nose?
I just don't like it.
Don't like it?
Yeah.
What would you like about it? Like if it was... Wider, narrower, shorter, longer, like
yes, wider and longer.
Like
I want a real
breathe.
I want a real gonzo
I want
beak.
I want to be able to scare birds away.
Yeah, something to perch on.
Yeah, I'm now, not gonna be you... satisfied till my nose looks like an upside down boat that's sinking.
Have you ever eyed somebody else's nose and thought if I ever got a rhinoplasty, like that's whose nose I would want? Like, would you want like, you know, like a Paul Rudd nose or a you know?
No, I don't think I really noticed those things. I would have to like flip through the book at
the
plastic
book.
Surgery center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like it shorter? Narrower?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. It's a beak.
Yeah.
Steve, choose a person and a number.
I'm going to choose Kelly. And is 7 still available?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kelly, what's the worst haircut you've ever had?
Well, had a lot.
Remember that time you texted us?
Yeah, I told y'all, don't make fun of me when I come in studio tomorrow. Surprisingly, that's not the worst. Watch your computer, Steve. It's about to topple over.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I got a little excited.
Yeah, it looks like your erector set needs to be rebuilt.
Yeah.
I went to a girl in college, and my friend and I used to cut our hair, each other's hair, all the time, and she always did such a great job. She was out of town, and I wanted my hair to be a little shorter, and the girl cut it so crooked that she had to cut it a little shorter, and it was still crooked.
Oh, no.
But on the opposite side. So I ended up having hair just above my jawline, so I look like Lord Farquaad, Farquaad, however you say his name. And I really hated that. My hair is way too fine and way too thin
and
to
it took
be
a
that.
While.
Oh, it took me like 3 years to grow it back out. My hair does not grow that fast. I was very sad, and she did not charge me for the haircut because she was like, I really messed this up. And then she told me, we could just go full pixie. And I looked at her and I was like, I don't trust you. So if I did that, I'd have to go somewhere else. And I was pretty bummed about that. Pretty bummed.
Choose a number for Maitland, Kelly.
Maitland, 17.
Okay.
Is that out of the range?
I have one.
Okay.
What's the meanest thing you've ever said to someone's face?
I don't know, because I'm not really mean to people's faces.
You've never said something where you saw their face wince?
No.
I kind of believe you. You guys believe her?
Yeah.
Never one by accident?
What about like to a family member? Like family members are
like
different.
Like when you were mad at your sister
or your mom
something.
Or something or your dad. Or
you didn't even count those, did you?
No, not
what
really.
They're not, person
they're
you
they're
are.
Not people.
Well, no, it's just that I don't think we've ever really said anything.
I thought you were going to say, they're not people. They're my family. Yeah. You said mean
I say mean
I
things
to someone's
that
face.
I tell my sister, I hope she's dead all the time.
You probably don't, though, do you?
No. I mean, there are things that my sisters and I probably said when we were kids, when we were fighting, that were a bridge too far. But I always am the type of person where if I say something that even is like comes off super snappy or anything, I apologize like 5 minutes later because I can feel the tension in the room and it makes me super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, hey, by the way, I'm really sorry about that.
Okay. I'm good with that. All right, next round. This one, Maitland, do you want hot wings to get one from the text machine or from one of these?
Text machine.
Okay, hot wings. What's one decision in your life, had you made it completely opposite, would have changed everything? I mean, we all have lots of those.
Simple.
I mean, yeah, tons of them. I mean, so many. If I would say decision. Done something different. Let's see. Oh, I know. A big one. My college choice.
Oh, yeah.
Because I applied to both Central Michigan University and Michigan State, and I got into both.
Yeah.
But I had researched enough that because there were so many students and the program was smaller for broadcasting, I wouldn't have been able to even have a chance to get on a radio station until at least my junior year at Michigan State.
Yep.
So I knew I could get on immediately, even though I wouldn't go on immediately. I knew I could at any point go on at CMU. So I chose CMU.
And that would have changed everything.
And that's where I met you. And yeah, I mean, everything would have been different. Those are the things that I ponder once in a while. Like, God, if only there was a way. Just to see how it would have unfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Like all those, because every decision you make every day changes everything, you know? So who knows how it could have been different, especially something major like that.
Right. I think there's so many just career related. Like if we went to Tucson instead of Knoxville.
If we went to Indianapolis instead of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, it would have been wildly different.
And the show that took the job in Indianapolis is still there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would have ruined their life by our 2 years there and then failing.
But they might have found something better.
They might be here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so offended by that. Hot wings. Who do you want to have the next one? Tommy?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Do you want to choose a number for him?
Went so well last time.
Yes.
Okay, choose between 11 and 39.
11.
What has been the biggest sacrifice of your life?
The biggest sacrifice of my life? Oh, man, I have to be honest. I don't really know what sacrifices I've had to make. Like, I've been pretty fortunate in the route that I've been able to take and my upbringing that we haven't really had to really make sacrifices.
What if he said, like, a lamb for Beelzebub?
Yeah, I had to.
It's pre-confirmation, guys. I didn't know.
I had to bring my brother to the mountaintop. Right as we were about to.
Yeah, well, no. Like God told Abraham, exactly. Build yourself a fire and start sharpening your knives.
Yeah, no, I've been very fortunate in my life that I've honestly not had to really make any big sacrifices. As conceited as that sounds, I don't think I've really had to. I guess the biggest sacrifice, I guess, was when I went to college, I chose to stay local and go to a community college instead of going to a big school because my twin was going to an out-of-state private school, and that was very much more expensive, and it was very hard for us to go to school at the same time. So I chose to go to a local school, and I kind of wish I hadn't in the sense
that... You
wish
you had gone somewhere bigger?
Yeah, because I kind of feel like I missed out on like that college experience.
Yeah. Because you didn't even live on campus, did you?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that was a sacrifice, but my wallet is happy.
Yeah. What about sharing the womb? Was that a sacrifice?
No, because I got all the good genetics out of it, so it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Sammy's got really bad eyesight, allergic to bees.
Oh, man.
Oh, it sucks for them. They got all the bad ones.
Tommy, yeah, I'm an inch taller. Ha, eat it.
Tommy, you're the younger twin, right?
By 3 minutes.
Yeah, so
oh, yeah, my twins, just that 3 minutes, extra minutes of gestation.
Yeah.
Mine is also 3 minutes between the twins.
Wow, that's wild.
And the older one is constantly busting the younger one's chops. And so he said, I just get so sick of that. And I said, well, good news, bad news. I said, you probably need to get used to it because Tommy at work, I said, you know Tommy? He goes, yeah. I said, he's a twin, and he told me his brother still holds being the older one over his head, and he's 25. And my twin was like, So then I told him what you always say. And so then the other twin walks in the room, and with no context, he walks in the room, and the twin that had been sitting by me goes, I'm funnier, smarter, and better looking than you.
Oh, wow.
Who cares if you're older?
Jeez, and the holy trinity.
The other twin was just like, what? What did I do?
That's so funny. Yeah, that is true twin core right there.
I was coming to see if you wanted to play Switch.
Yeah. You know? Well, should have switched out of the womb a little faster than that. Oh, God, that's really funny.
All right, Tommy, choose a number between 12 and 39 for... Whoever did you do pick last time?
I did Steve last time.
Okay, for Steve.
So let's do 32.
Steve, have you ever been the reason a relationship ended?
Yes.
Like all your fault? Or not fault, but it could be the reason without it being fault. I think that's an important distinction.
That was my fault.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it was in high school. Might have been middle school. But yeah, me and my friend basically just traded a girlfriend back and forth for a couple of years. So I think he dated her first, and then I was like, nah, I wanna be there, and made my move, and then they broke up. So yeah, I'd say that it was directly a result of me.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it was a direct result of her.
Well, I mean,
letting herself be a ping pong ball between the two of you.
Steve.
Yeah.
Choose a number for Malin.
I'll go
or
with
Kelly, whomever you chose last time.
29.
For which one?
I don't remember.
Me.
Who I
chose.
Okay, Kelly, let's go. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you farted and blamed it on someone else?
Oh, I have no shame. I don't blame my farts on other people.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I will own it all day long. All day long.
Choose one for Maitland.
What was the numbers?
12 to 39.
35.
Maitland, have you ever dated two people at the same time without either of them knowing?
No. No. I can barely keep up with one and myself.
Right? That's a lot of work.
It really is.
I feel the same way about me. That was, no.
I'm too busy.
Are you kidding? I can barely figure out one.
That was even
totally with you.
When I was on Hinge for a little bit, just chatting it up with a couple people. I was like, how do people do this? This is exhausting. I can't keep them straight.
Your random questions for everybody else, 1-800-947-3979. Back in a moment. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.